I do need some notes, since this isn't exactly my work, but I hope I present it well. So today I'm going to be presenting on the Wisconsin Mortality Project, Trends and Disparities in Mortality by Race and Place in Wisconsin. This work was primarily done by Catherine Hatchell, Keith Genuso, and Marjorie Givens, with just consultation from me. And it was work that was, it was done in collaboration between the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute and the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Program. And the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps Program is a collaboration between the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. So lots of collaborative work going on here. Okay, so this project, the goal of it was to discern how trends in mortality rates and causes of death differed by population subgroups in Wisconsin between 1999 and 2014. So it was inspired by an article that was done by Raj Chetty. I think it was in the spring of 2016, that really looked at the association between income and life expectancy and the really strong effects that income has on life expectancy across the nation. We were hoping to take a look at whether or not those same associations held up in Wisconsin. Now, this work actually deviated quite a bit from that, but it did. It was the prodding that got us to look at changes in mortality across demographic groups in Wisconsin. So all-cause mortality rates have been improving for Americans since the 1930s due to a variety of factors, changes in behavior, improving medical treatments, improving preventative measures, and in some cases, improving social and economic environments. But these gains haven't been all achieved equally. Men have higher mortality rates than females, although in recent years that gap has been closing. Due to increases in mortality for women. And there's other disparities that exist among racial and ethnic subgroups and by urban and rural classifications. In our 2016 County Health Rankings National Report, we see that rural counties have consistently had higher premature death rates, and their rates are worsening while notable improvements have been made in urban counties since the late 1990s. So, there's extensive research that shows that nationally there's an increase in all-cause mortality for middle-aged white men and women, including increasing death rates for suicide and drug poisoning. So we want to see how Wisconsin fits into that picture as well. Our data comes from the WONDER system, just using the underlying causes of mortality death database. Just made a lot of calls to it. So our urban and rural classifications are an adaptation of the NCHS urban rural classification systems. We kind of group together two some groups that end up performing quite similarly, small and medium metro counties and micropolitan and rural counties get joined together in our analyses. And then our racial and ethnic classifications are also what comes from the CDC WONDER system. So our mortality trends are calculated as a percentage change in death rates over the interval either 1999 through 2014, or sometimes we have to combine 5 years of data. So it's 1999 through 2003 and then 2010 through 2014. And we end up breaking this down by some injury mechanisms and other leading causes when we needed to in order for explanatory purposes. So let's get to the results. What we see here is a really different picture in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has only one large metropolitan county. It's Milwaukee County, and it has it's one of the most segregated counties in the nation, and it looks very different from the rest of Wisconsin as a whole. So in our state, mortality rates are highest in our large central metro county, which is different from everywhere else in the nation. In addition to that, we see that improvements in all-cause mortality and age-adjusted mortality have been essentially equivalent across all classifications of counties. rural, urban, there's really no difference, which again is quite different from what you see nationally. Looking at racial and ethnic differences, we see there's been moderate improvement among all groups, although the rates for American Indian residents and for Hispanic residents have not kept up. The improvements have not been as strong for those groups as they have for every other racial and ethnic group in Wisconsin across this time frame. So we then took this data and broke it down into as many age and gender subgroups that the data could support. So we kind of made the age groups and the subgroups so that we could get non-suppressed data. So the groups that demonstrated, what we were looking for is where are the groups that are significantly worsening, because we know that places are finding that there are these subgroups that have significantly worsening mortality rates. And we found it among three specific demographic groups. One was 20 to 34-year-old white residents in Wisconsin, 35 to 49-year-old American Indian residents, and 50 to 64-year-old black women. Now, I'm going to take you into each of those groups a little bit more closely, except for black women. We just ended up using black residents because we couldn't do the additional analyses within them unless we combine them. So first, let's take a look at this group. I think this is a group that's getting studied pretty extensively right now, the 20 to 34-year-old whites, these kind of middle-aged white residents. And we see something kind of similar here, as I think you see nationally, a pretty big increase in poisoning deaths and a decrease in motor vehicle deaths and some increases in firearm deaths, especially in recent years. So this kind of matched the narrative that has been in the national literature. But then when we took a look at 35 to 49-year-old American Indians, we see a different picture. We're seeing a big increase in poisoning deaths here as well, and an increase in heart disease and liver disease, with falling motor vehicle and cancer fatalities as rates. So these are numbers of deaths, so sometimes it's going to look a little different, especially in the next slide. But I don't think that this is really getting talked about nationally, and it may not even be true nationally, but definitely in Wisconsin, these are actually even larger increases as a proportion, so although the numbers are smaller, of course. So when we look at 50 to 64-year-old black residents in Wisconsin, so keep in mind these are numbers of deaths, and this population has actually increased quite a bit over the study time frame here. And these are five-year rolling averages. That's why it only goes up to 2012. It's actually 2011 through 2014. So what we see here is an increase in poisonings and cancer with decreases in heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So I think, again, the national narrative is that these poisoning deaths are really mostly occurring among white, middle-aged men, and our results are showing that this is something that's crossing all it's true for white, American Indian, and black residents of Wisconsin. So some discussion. Wisconsin's sole large metropolitan county has a lot higher death rates than, well, it's actually not every county in Wisconsin, but than every other classification. And this is very different from national trends. We are not seeing that our urban areas are the healthiest areas in our states. For us, that is the suburban areas that are surrounding either Milwaukee or the Twin Cities up in the northern part. And we're seeing a larger racial and ethnic disparity in mortality than is seen nationally. Our black to white mortality ratio was 1.9 in Wisconsin compared to 1.5 in the U.S. And that rate in the U.S. has been decreasing, but is completely has stayed the same over the entire study period in Wisconsin. Milwaukee County is really a large driver of this racial disparity, or it's where it's happening. It has 17% of the Wisconsin population, but 70% of its black residents. And like I said, it's often considered among the most racially segregated cities in the U.S. We see very large education achievement gaps, large incarceration gaps, and a real problem with employment. Just noting that social and economic determinants are really what are driving these differences here in Wisconsin compared to, the story might be different nationally. So. As I said, the poisoning deaths really transcended race, ethnicity, and age. We see it all. It isn't really concentrated in one specific race or one specific age or one specific gender. It's increasing everywhere at a preposterous rate, increased by 480% from 1999 through 2004. And we are experiencing overall improving mortality rates. I actually am giving a talk later that that is different from the nation as a whole. And so overall Wisconsin is doing well, but we're still seeing, maybe we're catching up to the nation, I don't know. We're certainly seeing the same patterns in poisonings, liver disease, and suicide. So we know that these patterns are, they're unjust, they're avoidable, and we need to use them as a call to action. That is the end. Good. Okay. I feel like I'm kind of going top. So thank you so much. And I'm happy to try and answer any questions, although. Sure they did. I know they did that, but I don't know what they are, unfortunately. I know they produced 100 million graphs, and that was one of them. I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing, so unfortunately, I don't know. Yeah. I'll try again. So in the article for this, they're both presented, this, we oftentimes show numbers as an organization because, well, honestly, you guys are one of the few groups of scientists who we present to. We're usually presenting to less sophisticated audiences, and numbers speak a little more clearly to that. As I was actually working on this this morning, I thought, oh, this group is going to—they're really going to wish they saw the rates. I have them, actually. I have them all in a different slide. So when I talked about the findings, those were the rates. Yes, and they don't match that well. They match pretty well with the first two slides, but the. That age group of black residents has really just exploded, and so the graph looks very different from the findings, which were rate-based. You mean this one here, or do you mean where I talk about the definition of it? Oh, yeah. And things like that. So, I was curious. No. No, none of that was accounted for in this study. I mean, we work with urban rural, since we work on county level data mostly, so we're working in urban rural classification systems all the time. And they have a lot of problems, all of them. This is just, you know, was kind of a limitation of the data. That's the one that came along with it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a very standard definition.
Mm-hmm. I do have a question.
Okay, go for it.
On your, when you say that 70% of the black population is in Milwaukee County,
yep.
That 70, what percentage of Milwaukee County is black?
Ooh.
And the reason I say it is because, you know, like our largest county in,
sure.
in Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
is Pulaski.
Yeah.
It's like half and half. Like
yeah.
So that's the reason why I'm saying.
Right. I want to say it's about half and half, but honestly, I might be getting that wrong. It is a majority minority county, but it's not all black, so I'm not. I could look it up on my website pretty quick, but I don't know, unfortunately.
70%
represented
the county,
or
that's what
they say.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just I'll just have one sort of rhetorical, semi-rhetorical question, and then everybody can feel free to go.
Okay.
Is Paul Ryan aware of all the?